A new survey shows many people in this country aren't prepared for an emergency, such as a flood, wildfire, or excessive heat wave. More than three quarters of respondents say they would be concerned for their health if they couldn't access their medications in an emergency. And if an emergency knocks out the power, more than a third of respondents say they would lose access to necessary medical equipment. For more on all of this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Thomas Tighe, President and CEO of Direct Relief. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. Even here in earthquake and wildfire-prone California, a lot of people think of natural disasters as something that can't happen to them. But with climate change, they are becoming more frequent. So how prepared do people need to be, and how much attention should they focus on that preparation?
Well, thanks, Melissa. I think, better prepared is better. I think all the signals are there. It's sort of the signs are obvious. And it's not just the earthquakes. I just saw the reports this morning, but now they're worried about the, you know, historic monsoon that's going to take out California. So, I mean, we can't be on any stronger notice in general out here in the West, from fires to the looming threat of earthquakes. And so I think what Direct Relief sees so often is these mass evacuation scenarios, as we've seen in the fires. There, people find themselves in acute crisis a couple of days later because they don't have their medications. They don't have their prescriptions. They can't access them. So I think that's one of the things that one can do, is at least make a paper list and a digital copy of what your prescriptions are, what the dosages are, and who the prescribing physician is, and the phone number. Because that, without that, people who are, you know, managing their condition fine, if that condition becomes unmanaged, that's a hospitalization and acute crisis. So that type of activity, just to, you know, be better prepared in a practical way, makes a big difference. So you don't become a victim, and let the official response folks focus on those who need search and rescue or are really in severe crisis.
You know, we're told to prepare to-go bags, emergency preparedness kits, disaster kits, whatever you want to call them. Just anecdotally, I happen to have noticed yesterday that some of the snacks that I have in mind are getting pretty old and probably need to be replaced. How often should people go through their emergency preparedness kits?
Well, I thought the right answer is probably, you know, every month or something, but I think at least every 6 months or annually. So you have the non-perishable foods that you might have to rely on, the battery swaps and that sort of thing. If you have a battery recharger, because, you know, the phones and electricity, you know, our phones are our lifeline. So I think things like that are worth going through and just looking at the list that, you know, FEMA has good lists. We have a list for directrelief.org for medications. It's worth doing, as well as things like the rally point that you and your family may want to meet at. If you have to evacuate, where are you going to try to go to? And look at those evacuation routes and plans that the county governments are very good up in the Bay Area, having been through these things frequently. And, you know, the first responder in these emergencies is always you, for yourself. So I think the better prepared that you can be is the better. And I think in addition to the just the go bag for the essentials, the batteries, the flashlight, the medications, and some clothes and non-perishable stuff, I think you know, we're really acutely sensitive to the prescription medications, because that's what Direct Relief focuses on. And we just see the kind of the tragic consequences of what happens, predictably so, when you have these mass evacuation situations that in and of themselves are high-risk events, when you have hundreds of thousands of people fleeing from a wildfire or something.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Kevin Tighe is President and CEO of Direct Relief.